Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Minister Wayne. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to RealDaddyRadio.com, and we come to you in the name of the Lord. We're going to talk about what's required of us. We're going to talk about what God expects from us. My name is Minister Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com, and we come to you in the name of the Lord. Welcome to As It Is in Heaven. And I pray that this show is a blessing to you. And I don't mean show in the sense of Hollywood, but I mean in the sense of this is a performance of a lifetime that's designed and geared to shake you up out of your slumber, out of your sleep, to see where you are, to see how you stand in the eyesight of God. God has a measuring stick, a measuring rod. And when we, as a people or as individuals, get too low, fall too far from His grace, from His goodness, from His mercy, then we, by our own acts, by our own declarations, by our own will, get too far away from God, that we can't come back. Throughout history, even biblical history, this has happened. Even with Judas, the man that betrayed Jesus, he went so far, he couldn't find his way back. Peter found his way back. Most of them found their way back when they denied Jesus, when they misrepresented what he stood for. God expects us to learn about Jesus. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, come, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My burden is easy and my yoke is light. God requires us in this day and age, while we can, to learn about Jesus and pattern ourselves after him. In fact, pray that God would give us the ability to focus less on our wants and desires and needs and more on him. That we would decrease in self-indulgence, that we would decrease in selfishness, that we would decrease in self itself and become more like him, the Christ, while here on earth. We must become Christ-like. In order to reign with Christ, We must pick up our cross and follow him. Many folk don't understand the necessity of suffering. We don't want to suffer. the pain, the rejection. We don't like the feeling of suffering. But the Bible says in order to reign with Christ, we must suffer with Christ. He was hated, you're going to be hated. He was mistreated, you're going to be mistreated. He was misunderstood, you're going to be misunderstood. He was falsely accused, you're going to be falsely accused. But when this happens, when this unwarranted suffering happens, the Bible says you're blessed. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are those who are persecuted for doing the right thing. It's a blessing. It's a mark that you're following and walking with God. It's a mark. It's a sign that you're following Christ. We must deny ourselves. Our most basic self-serving instinct must be denied. The negative emotions that cause us to feel justified and validated. Emotions like revenge, acting out in anger, envy, unthankfulness, bitterness, resentfulness, disobedience to God and to our elders. Unkind, just mean and ugly. Hateful, haughty, you're better than everybody else. Your religion is more pure than everybody else's. Entitled, and most of all, a lack of empathy for others. Can't seem to identify with other people's hurts or pains. You just can't seem to identify with that old wretched man, that beggar that's on the corner that asks you for money to drink his wine or to do his drugs or to just eat and survive. You can't seem to identify. You can think of every reason why they shouldn't be there and not one reason why he is there. A lack of empathy for others. The second commandment is love thy neighbor as thyself. Part of loving your neighbor is to have empathy for your neighbor. When you love someone, you can feel their pain. Christ overcame these and other character defects that prevent us from living on earth like they live in heaven. And the fact is, none of these traits that we just mentioned and those that we didn't mention will be allowed in heaven. And what you've got to understand that this is your opportunity, not to work your way toward heaven with good works, but to become Christ-like, that heaven might be in you before you even get there. You see, I'm an American at heart. I was taught the Pledge of Allegiance in school, elementary. I was taught the love of my country. An American just because I was born in America. Many folk are born in America and reject America. Many folk were born in America and hate America. The KKK. the Confederates, past and present, those that joined to America's enemies. They may be American, but they're not American on the inside. You've got to have heaven on the inside. Jesus said that heaven is not meat and bread as ye suppose, but the good characteristics, the fruits of the Spirit. This is heaven. It's not just a place, it's an identity. It's not just a place, state of being. Christ overcame these and other character defects that prevent us from living on earth as it is in heaven. If you would but humble yourself and pray and seek God's face. Man ought to always pray. If you would just pray and seek God's face. That means to know him, to get to know God, to know him. God will change you. He will correct you. In fact, he'll give you a new heart and a new mind. He'll place you on the path of the straight and narrow, the straight and narrow that God requires that we travel. Straight and narrow is the way that leads to righteousness. And wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Minister Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com. And we come to you in the name of the Lord. Heaven starts here on earth. Heaven is in your heart. Or hell is there. You have heaven or you have hell. It's not determined when you leave. Your eternal destiny is determined while you're here. And I'll prove it. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Bible says that we are all going to be judged. And the Lord will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Well done. Well done. What do you mean, well done? The way you lived on earth. The way you trusted me. The way you metamorphosed into a Christ. The way you became Christ-like, well done, well done. Or he will say, depart from me, ye work of iniquity. He did this all for yourself. Your whole life was for self. Your whole life was pleasure-seeking, full of iniquity. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. How come he never knew you? Because you never sought his face. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, if we would just seek his face to know him, if we would just get to know him, God the man who walked on earth in the image of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, God with us. If we would but understand the way God did it, it's the way we do it. And what did Jesus do? He trusted in the Father. Even when he was fresh off his fast of 40 days, tempted of the devil, the Bible says that he was led by the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. And then taken up by the devil to be tempted. And the devil simply tried to convince him to do it his way, to not trust God, but to impose on God, to demand from God. And he wouldn't do it because he knew God. He knew the Scripture. He knew the Word. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is God. And the Word would always be God. You want to know God, you've got to know the Word. My name is Minister Wayne. God loves you, and so do I. As it is in heaven, starts now.